Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talk nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Speaking of the more you know, I don't know if you guys know about Drink Champs, but if you don't, once again, once this is over, you better go educate yourselves because, and normally, you know what? I'd even do a content creator of the week for this episode, so this is going to be double. You know, Nori is doing the thing, and I'm sorry, I don't know exactly the DJ's name. Is DJ Effect or DJ EJ or something like that? But his co-host. I don't know who his co-host name is, but I know it's Nori. He is a good interviewer and his show is lit. And if I mean, that would be the type of show I did. I would get everybody lit, you know, as I do, you know, virtually and when you're with me. But he has, you know, drinks there. Yeah, he drinks there. I've kicked, some people have come in studio and I'm like, you sure you don't want to hang out for like an hour or so afterwards? Because they bring shit, I bring shit. DJ EFN.
I believe you pronounce it DJ EFN.
Sure.
I don't think you pronounce it EFN.
Sure, DJ EFN. That sounds right. I think that's what the light skinned one of the Breakfast Club said today. DJ Envy. Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. I have so much like, on my mind right
respectfully,
now.
Like I know y'all might hear this one day, you know, hopefully, you know, wishing upon a star, but she meant no disrespect by not knowing your name, DJ Effin or DJ Envy.
I did not. When I'm on Drink Champs one day, you can go ahead and you can call me on it, but it was with no disrespect.
Make her take two shots for that one, all right?
Hey.
Ooh,
and roll two more blunts. That'd be great.
Ooh.
I think my interview will be better than Irv Gotti's. It'll probably be 3 hours, but Irv Gotti's, I'm not going to say his. First of all, I will say this. Ja Rule still likes his breath, looks like his breath stinks. Still to this day.
Well, he said his what?
Breath stinks.
Respectfully.
To this day, not even respectfully. To this day. But the first moment I saw him, he just looks like his breath stinks so incredibly bad. I just, honest opinion, I felt this way for so long. And then Fire Island didn't help. It looked like he was just on the island. Like, if they didn't have water and shit on the island, but when he went out there, you know his breath was funky. So that was a time that I can guarantee.
What do you think it smelled like?
I think it just smells like, I feel like it smells like stale, like doobie jar, but like you don't really have a doobie. Kind of. And then, yeah, I'll throw that in there. And like a mixture. It's just a mixture of all, like
with
a little
some
bit
mustard?
Of dussy. Little bit of dussy. Yeah.
Mustard?
did y'all ever go to school with someone that smelled like corn nuts, but they was never eating corn nuts?
Yeah.
And to this day, I cannot eat corn nuts. And when I was pregnant, I wanted some so bad. He was like, I will divorce you if you eat a corn nut and bring it in this house.
Because it was a chick, and I thought she was nice, but then she smelled like corn nuts. And I was like, oh, something must not be nice. I don't know.
If a girl smells like corn nuts.
Facts, bro. Yeah. Facts. That's gross. Now you got to go.
Yeah. If a girl smells like corn nuts, Boy, see, I have a 14-year-old right now, and he smells like everything every day.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And a strong. And he plays basketball. So I'd be like, come in the house and get straight in the shower. Like, you can tell me about your day afterwards. His shit's offensive. I told him one day, you are offending me. And I don't understand what I did to you. But he's strong hormones.
For no reason, huh? Slap me in the face for no reason.
Like, what did I do to you today? But a girl smelling like that, that's not a good thing. That's not a good look. But jumping back in, look at my segues. I'm sure Ashanti didn't smell like corn nuts or Irv Gotti wouldn't have been on Drink Champ sounding like a little bitch for 3.5 hours.
Mm.
Not respectfully. Nah. Real talk. So did you see it or have you seen clips of it or anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So please do go. You do not have to torture yourself and watch 3.5 hours, but you just, like, see the clips, see the highlights. Everybody's, you know, talking about it. But he got on Drink Champs with a watch on that Ashanti gave him 20 plus years ago. And then sat there and talked about how after they, you know, they had got it good. And, you know, he goes, you know, when you get that good, good, he's like, you'd be happy and stuff. And then he's asking all the guys this and they're like, yeah. And he's like, and I got in the shower. He goes, and I just start humming to myself because it was so good. And that's how I came up with the song Happy. Why are you telling people this? Why are you telling people this now? Why are you wearing a watch that she bought you? Why do you still have it? You were married during that time. There's so many whys and questions. And he kept going back to her And I guess she's asking for her, like her vocals, like her, I can't remember the term, but it's kind of like, it's not really her masters, but it's the music that allows her to.
It's her vocal.
And the actual tracks as well. She said it was so that she can go perform again or she can start, you know, being on like the summer tours of the old school.
It's her,
you know,
vocals
shows.
And then so she can go back and re-put it over other beats and re-release it. But it's just
which is what he thinks.
Vocals.
Yeah. So she said it was for, you know, the old school shows. We all know we got old school shows in our town during the summer. You know, we see like New Edition.
I think there's actually one coming up.
We just had the big one out here, the one that's always put on by the old school radio station, which another thing that offends me because the old school station is playing nothing but what we went to high school with. So I'm offended by that because I don't think that should be called old school. But so she says it's for that. I know, it makes me so mad. But so she said that's what the reason was. He goes, I'm not going to give it to her. He goes, and if I do, I told her, if I give it to you, I still, you know, I still make money off of it. Just bitter. Like his response was just like, why are you like, you're here to talk about Murder, Inc. You're here to talk about how you beat the feds. You're here to talk about this, not about Ashanti for 3 hours of the 3.5 hour interview.
Did they say anything to him about it? Like, did they even try to change his, like, what he was talking about?
They did. So DJ Effin tried to. Ja Rule was sitting in the back looking like I could see his breath coming just every time he spoke. I could see it. He even tried. Nori tried. Like, Nori tried to keep him high, you know, shit like that. And he just, I don't think that helped. And he was just.
He just had a lot to say about it, huh?
Then he talked about how he found out that him and Ashanti weren't together anymore because he was watching a basketball game. And all of a sudden there was like a roar in the audience. And then the announcers go, look who we have in the house, Nelly and Ashanti. And he looked like he was about to cry. Like he was about to get a pint of ice cream. Wait, listen, it's Mary J. Blige. And
Ashanti were together?
Yeah. That, first of all, nobody knew that Irv Gotti and Ashanti were fucking. Definitely nobody knew about Nelly and Ashanti. Like it just, nobody cared. And like, I just feel like with the time that it happened, you guys were fading out. Like it was probably before Nelly did the crossover country song. Like it was probably, you know, right there. Well, after Tip Drill, I feel like, you know, Tip Drill was probably the peak and then it started going like this.
You remember Beavis and Cut?
Man, do I?
That's the only place where Tip Drill was. That, hit after yes. the record.
Yeah, Tip Drill. Like, and that was the last song every night. Every night it was Tip Drill.
They still got BET and Cut, you think? Or is that like, nah?
No, they're like, we got the internet.
they brought it back?
For like a night or a weekend or something like
that.
Yeah,
it was
but
the anniversary.
We didn't see it or something like that.
Yeah, it was the anniversary. And it was poorly advertised. Like, we saw it, like a clip of it somebody put on YouTube or whatever. We were like, what? We missed it. But be honest, we haven't had BET in since you had to have cable. Like, nobody wants BET on purpose. It was always part of the package. But, speaking of somebody else who looks good and looks crazy, the one who got, you know, who got the credit card, just whoop, whoop, she did this, you know, that one, that good looking one. She's a grandmother and still looks fire though. Like she's like 50 years old or something, if not older, and is dope still. Like she kept it up too. So speaking of like Keisha type ladies, grandma, but how can you be like, look at grandma, look at me in this video. I was in but we loved that one. We loved White Girls, the video of White Girls that used to come on all the time on BET and Cut.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Ghetto's not he's from Mississippi though, right?
Oh, what's the dang song? What was the jealousy song? How do you want it with Tupac?
Oh, that was on my cut. I just had that song.
Yeah, that was supposed to be uncut kind of version. Yeah, that one was.
Yeah, that was showing some. That was showing.
That's the only version I got.
That was showing bucket.
I mean, man, y'all miss out. Y'all get to, like, you have access to shit too easy now. Well, you had to, like, wait for it to come on uncut. Like, you went out for the night. That's what we did in college. We went out for the night. We were like, wait. Uncut comes on about 2 o'clock. And then you watched it, and then church came on after that. So they tried to save you. That was the worst programming ever. It was straight from Tip Drill to tonight. Like,
no segue, no fadeaway. Just the video cuts off and it starts.
Hey, he tried to get you out real fast, right when it's done.
Nah. Right, like Hubby said, there was no Girls Gone Wild video, because that was everything back then. That was every commercial. Or there was no Girls Gone Wild commercial. It went straight from Tip Drill, Anita, but, and all of a sudden it was like, the world was going to crumble and crash. Like, it was like, oh, Lord, turn it.
Save yourself.
Yes, dope, now. Yeah. Don't be high and that shit, come on. Like, your entire shit is blown. High blown right there. But yeah, y'all missed it.
Was it Busy and Jealous Bomber?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay.
ain't nothing like money in a Ziploc bag. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's what it
is. Yes.
Oh, we have got to search YouTube. I'm sure there has to be one episode. Like, somebody found it on tape and put it on YouTube. It's probably horrible quality, but we could watch a full episode again. That was good stuff. That was good TV, y'all. Good job, BT. Yeah, but it's like watching. It's like watching the jukebox.
YouTube ain't playing the version of Uncut where the chick had her teeth out in the bathtub.
That too.
BT Uncut, like, they was showing. It didn't matter how old you were. Like, they didn't care about getting fined or nothing. They had the chicks in the bathtub. With the
bubbles. Well, they thought because it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, little kids don't stay up 2 o'clock in the morning, but somebody had to be like 21, just got out of college. It was some nepotism shit. They were like, here is your show. And they just went bananas. Like, they were just discovering porn on the internet or something. And they were like, we go really, really just creep across the line. We go do videos that version. But yeah, then the internet blew up and Pornhub and everything else. So
I wonder if that porn star's music video is like on BET. The one we came across that was hella trash. It was supposed to be a porn with its own Pornhub.
Chick?
Yeah, but she, remember that was that song like a boat or something like that?
Oh, gosh.
She was she rapped part of it and then they start getting it in.
I can't, we did just see it recently. Didn't we see it on YouTube though? Or was it on Pornhub? Yes, she was. Oh my God, I forgot. And then the dude that was on Snoop Dogg show, whose mama, who you were like, his mama looked real familiar. And then you remember that she was important back in the day? The lady with the long tongue?
Yeah. No, so I was right, though. You could Google that one. So you remember when, you from Houston. All right, so like back in the day, they had, Master P had bootleg movies or whatever, right?
Yeah, I remember those.
So, like, it was about, like, there'd be the movies with, like, his, where it was him and his family, like, the main damn stars. It was hella, like, bad acting, low budget type shit, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of it, it was a video of a hotel party, and this chick was, like, she just had a super long tongue, like, looked like a snake. And she was in music videos, too, for a minute.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, her tongue was, like, super long. Yeah. And then, we was watching Snoop Dogg's football show a few years back, and like one of the biggest kids on it that everybody was talking about, his mama got on there to do a little confessional. And as soon as she got on there and like talked, I was like, wait a minute, I know that chick.
I was like, okay, babe, you don't know that lady. You don't know that boy mama. I was like,
I was saying this for like, I couldn't remember where. I was like, man, I'm not saying that like I know her, but
like,
I know I've seen this chick somewhere before.
Yeah,
I do that with a couple people. She's like, nah, you just trimmed it. But so then, like, I think a week later or after the show goes off, it comes out that the chick used to be in like music videos and porn. And then so we went back and looked it up, and she was the same one I was talking about. Like, because it was the party was, that was in a hotel party. It was like, what was Mac Dre shit?
What do you mean?
The movie, the little movie where they went to the hotel. You seen like the Thiz Nation ones where they be in the hotel and just like hella groupies be doing whatever. So Master P's, they had the same thing, but it was like chicks get naked. They had whipped cream on them and like the whole nine. And it was like at the end of his little movie or whatnot.
We just know this. We stumbled upon it. We don't watch porn. This thing you guys know that it's bullshit. We talked about it plenty of times on this show before. You know, it's part of just being healthy and having a good imagination.
That wasn't even porn though. That was literally like the after party that he put at the end of his movie. Like this was.
It wasn't porn on the video. But there was some porn like things going on. I'm sure when the cameras went off. IJS.
I have no idea what happens when the cameras went off. All I know is what happens when the cameras are on. And there were girls that were enjoying desserts off of each other, which is
that's an okay thing. They like desserts.
Cake.
So I don't know how we got on this, but I started with talking about how much of a we were talking about canna culture and canna pop, and I think I've talked about canna pop. I was talking about
It was the more you know,
which is also the canna pop.
It still says it right there.
So. See, I told you. I told you he was going to do this. I told you what to expect. Told you. I love you. I love you so much. So let's now, I know we've been talking and I'm sure everybody's having a good time. If you are, you know, getting as lit as we are.
Roll up. Trying to get high.
To let our guest co-host, now that he's nice and lit, he gets to talk about himself. you know, it's easy for me to do. But tell us all about the company. And first and foremost, when are we gonna work on a sack tail version of the shirt? You know?
So
maybe that's why we met so that we can.
I gotta make one of those.
The bay, like a Bay Area, just like a straight Bay Area one would probably be.
I got a bay one already.
Okay.
I got a bay one already.
Perfect.
There's more coming.
Use that one.
Let me just tell you, almost the whole West Coast is almost pretty much done.
Okay.
I just like am putting them out. Because there's like, I have this idea that I kind of want to now go and launch them in the cities.
Okay.
Like an event in the city. And then
you know, your girl's a brand educator. So, you know, I can definitely help with that and put together some launches.
I was on a live with some buddies that I've done some collabs with in Denver, and one of them has like his own like event place. And he was like, "Man, when you drop Denver, you should do it here." And then I was like, "Man, that'd be tight."
Yeah.
So I kind of think I might want to do that as well.
That'd be super smart. I think that's a good idea, and that way you can
can be with
the ones that are close together. You know, you can kind of go ahead and maybe schedule like a long weekend of just a drop. You know, Hubby's going to be sharing, for those of you that are going to be watching, you know, the visual, Hubby's going to be sharing the website now so you guys can see his products and the design. So what was your inspiration behind your company and your whole, I think it's one, it's super unique. It's not like everybody else that has an apparel brand. You know, everybody has the same kind of, I think everybody uses Canva or something else, you know, a basic. Basic gifts or not even gifts, but I'm sorry, basic graphics. That's my weeds getting to me. Basic graphics that they use on their apparel, and it's become one big thing, you know, and the same thing. People like maybe put different wording on it or something like that, but it's all kind of the same, you know, unless you're doing something specific where you're using hemp, you know, as the clothing or something like that. But you have a good, I want to say niche, but you have something focused that, like you said, will make people proud to be like, we smoke in the city where I'm from. You know, we are a cannabis, we have a cannabis community here. So it says a lot more than you just wearing apparel. It says, you know, that there's a community there and then you're proud of it and you live out loud. Like people are not closeted cannabis users anymore. So I know I just spoke a lot, but my question was initially, what was that, you know, what was the inspiration behind it for you?
So it all kind of started with, so I've always been really into like boutique kind of like clothing stores. And there's this one in Houston I used to go to called Premium Goods. Actually, I have the hat on right now. And so it's one of those places that has like all the like exclusive shoes, people wait in lines for the shoes and all that kind of stuff. They have one in Houston. They have one like in New York, I think.
Okay.
And they have like these dope Houston hats, Houston shirts. And one day I was just chilling at the crib with my roommate. And like my background was like, I was a mechanical engineer for 7 years.
Okay.
I was a restaurant manager for like one of the top like burger places in Houston. I did that for 5 years. I've done retail where I've worked at when I was like in my mid 20s. I was number 14th in the whole nation, and I worked at Ann Taylor Loft, and I was 14th in the nation in sales. Okay. Like all, I've just done a whole bunch of different stuff. I think I like to learn a lot about different stuff. You just never know who you can help and who you get to connect with. So I like to learn
and, the skills that you take. What from all of those and the combination of all of those, what skill do you think that you've taken away from being in those different careers that it's helping you now and that you know that helped you to have the motivation to start your own brand?
Actually, it was something that you said earlier when we were talking about COVID. I think doing all that made me want to do something for myself because I don't want to do it for nobody else no more.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, like doing something else for else, somebody else's dream. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. It was just like, it was time. Like I just didn't feel fulfilled. Like I feel like whatever you want to call work, like you're there a lot of your life.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So if you don't like work, you don't like your life.
Exactly.
You know, you're not liking your life. People don't see it that way. Yeah. It's like you're there like 8 hours out of 24. That's, you know. Yeah.
And sometimes even more in the roles that you had and the responsibility that you took on.
Exactly.
To be as successful as it sounded like you were, you know, it definitely takes some time. You don't just get that successful by putting in your basic 6-8 hours and then leaving. You know, you got to do a little bit more before or after. So